What's up, everybody? This is JT back with another episode, and today we have the Baltimore Bridge falling down, we have a Russian music hall just getting blown up, and then we have the secret drug to reduce Alzheimer's. Now let's get it. But man, you know, it's been a little hiatus, gone for a week or two, got a fresh fade. You know, when it's like, I always tell people, before you shoot yourself or before you go commit something crazy, get yourself a fresh lineup again, get it cleaned up, get the fucking haircut, baby. And then after that, by all means, if you want to fucking end it, dude, you probably shouldn't. You probably should probably, you know, beat your meat a few times or something like that, and then really clear your fucking pipes. That usually gets the suicide out of the head, dude. So ask yourself, did you get your haircut? Did you beat your meat? Work out? Shower? That's the ultimate refresh when you're blowing the cartridge, the N64 and shit like that. That's unplugging your router right there, dude. Plugging it back in. The four fucking combos. But yeah, that Baltimore Bridge. Man. You gonna tell me right now that was an accident, dude? That was definitely a cyber attack. They're like, we lost power and they took control. They got hacked. It was a cyber attack. The boys took over. It might have been the Ruskies, the Russians. Well, I don't think so. I think it was more of a, seems like more of an Asian attack, more cyber, dude. But, yeah. They say the front lines of this fucking World War III are on the net. They have literal armies of hackers just going at each other right now. And you think this is a fucking game, dude? They're going fucking, they're in the trenches in the hack network fucking. We have fucking 18 to fucking like 30 year olds just addied up, dude, just fucking on a fucking site out here in Nevada running drones and just hacking. And you don't think they're doing the same to us, dude? You think this is, first of all, they're trying to get rid of TikTok. I feel like this is a direct fucking to TikTok. Because the only reason they're trying to stop TikTok is because it's connected to the Chinese government and they're getting all of our data. They know what we like to beat our meat to and fucking. They like to, you know, they basically got all of our locations and all of our secret fantasies. So it's like, that's not fair. We need to know about your fucking freakazoids out there, dude. Can we learn about your population? I don't think so. So, in order to play the game fair, dude, we're gonna have to fucking trade TikTok, you know? Next thing you know, Singapore got their fucking ship fucking hacked, a cargo ship going underneath the Baltimore Bridge. They said that's not gonna be ready until December of 2025. What's the, that's like a year and a half from now? That's a direct fucking, just crossing the line, dude. First it's the fucking COVID and then the Wuhan labs and now it's the Baltimore Bridge. And they play the jams here too. But man, shout out to them, bro. Touche. First chess piece moved. And I love how our country's like, yo, it ain't even like that. We didn't even get attacked. That's right. When your ops shoot the block, you gotta just play it cool. You're like, yo, did that even happen? We could have lost way more. But all this is alleged, you know me. I'll be shooting off the hip. But the real shit, man. They got that Russian music hall. And so check this. ISIS went up in there with blasting homies. And I was trying to stay away from the GoPro footage, but like it just came up on my shit, so I had to watch it. And they all say that the ISIS is basically an Islamic State secret weapon. So, yeah. ISIS is basically a fucking, like, just a tool for the U.S. to use in order to run terrorist attacks on its enemies. And it's like, man, dude, yeah, that was some dark shit. Yeah, I don't even know what to really say other than, like, 130 people died. And I just don't know why none of those Russians had a fucking strap on them, dude. Can you carry straps in Russia? You gotta conceal and carry. You gotta carry that weapon, baby. But yeah, man, 130 people, that's crazy. It's just the craziest shit. When you see people get crazy like that, and you're just like, oh. Like, how did you land up in that situation to be a tool for the CIA? They must, if they don't have your family hostage, then you're just a piece of shit, bro. All those people believe, like, in reincarnation and going to the next life and shit, though, like, about which I'm going back and forth on. I believe in souls and I believe in all that, but if you do dirty for someone, my grandma always told me, if you take a life, even in the name of good, you're going to limbo, brother. But like, man, you know, that's just the middle area. And I think females and males have different fucking rules when it comes to the afterlife, because the guys gotta go get it, baby. If someone runs up, you better gun up. And like what they always said in the Middle East, they're like, they just need to drop shrooms and bud over there and get the homies some fucking old good old prostitution and the boys will be chill. But like, there's something else at hand. They literally say, like, so the whole game plan is to like drop the whole society network of the United States and then basically collapse itself to where you ask the government for help. And in the meantime, so society's falling apart, and then we're going to war with other fucking nations, running false flags, and even in our Black Lives Matter movement. So what's it called? Basically, they get people to infiltrate and to act a fool in there. And even the people who got embezzled and shit, they're like definitely with the. It's FBI now. So FBI is more nationwide. CIA is more international. But trust me, if they make a public fucking speech or something, or just public little whatever, don't believe them, dude. But that brings me to the next one. Shout out to fucking Canada leading the CIA. He was trying to get rid of the CIA and all that, and they just fucking brought the bugger. If you try to get rid of the NSA, the CIA, billion-dollar industries, them boys are going to send the hit squad out, dude. So shout out to Kennedy for trying, at least. You know, that's why we smoke good, drink good, eat good for the good old boy. Ever since Kennedy, the last dime piece president, bro, there's been just a bunch of old dogs, the droopy dogs. But, man, yeah, we have, so, one of my great-grandpa from the World War II had Alzheimer's, but something killed him in between there. But, shout out to the scientists who figured out Viagra, because that is the key to 50% reduction Alzheimer's. The guys didn't have to hear that, dog. We've already taken the blue chews, the dinners. And now all these kids, I've never taken a Viagra or a Blue Chew. And, but I can't wait to, dude. Especially if it's reducing Alzheimer's. And it's like, the thing is most guys are taking that shit and just beating their meat, dude. They're like, does this fucking still work? But, like, imagine the guys, like, in, I think it was invented, like, in 1970. Imagine the guys, the old men with money who died before that. They were just fucking taking, literally killing rhinos, taking their horns, getting out down to the dust, fucking sniffing that. Drinking it and shit. Literally, one of the last rhinos fucking died because their horn, they were like, yo, you want that? They looked at that rhino and they were like, man... I think that literally guaranteed if we sniff that horn, that'll fucking give me a rock hard hard on. So shout out to them for fucking killing off a dinosaur species. The rhinos were tight, dude. They were a better bull. Because we all know them bulls, baby, are fucking mean as fuck. And they fucking just gape holes in Spaniards' asses. But yeah, man, we have the fucking we have the Baltimore Bridge getting cyber attacked. We have our country in denial that's not a fucking terrorist act. And you know the Russian music hall, man, shout out to all those dead people. That shit's fucking tragic. When y'all need to throw a ninja star fucking baklava at them. That's why you gotta stay strapped though. Please conceal and carry. Or don't even conceal, carry that shit out loud. But I'm from the mountains of Colorado where shit's different, bro, so. But yeah, drop your Viagra, stay strapped, and you know, stay off them bridges, baby. It's JT, you know, one time for the one time. We done, son.